This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's chief negotiator says Tehran's delegation and six world powers are adjourning talks Sunday on reviving their 2015 nuclear deal and will return to their respective capitals for consultations as remaining differences cannot be easily overcome. He told Iranian state TV from Vienna, quote, "We are now closer than ever to an agreement, but the distance that exists between us and an agreement remains, and bridging it is not an easy job." He says negotiators will return to Tehran later Sunday, and it's unclear when formal talks will resume. Hardline Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi won Iran's presidential election on Friday and will take office in early August, replacing Hassan Rouhani. But it's unlikely to disrupt Iran's effort under Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has final say on all major policy, including restoring the nuclear pact with hopes to remove tough U.S. oil and financial sanctions. Israel Sunday condemned Raisi's election and said it would be a, quote, "regime of brutal hangmen," which with world power should not negotiate a new nuclear accord. Raisi has never publicly addressed allegations around his role in what the United States and human rights groups have called the extrajudicial executions of thousands of political prisoners in 1988. Aviation giant Emirates said on Sunday it will resume flights from India next week after Dubai lifted a ban imposed when coronavirus case spiked. The United Arab Emirates, which includes Dubai, suspended all flights from India in April in an effort to curb the spread of COVID-19. Emirates says it will resume carrying passengers from South Africa, Nigeria, and India starting June 23rd. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.